guys, so today I wanted to talk to you about the royal wedding. Now, I'm pretty sure most of us have seen the royal wedding, more like all of us. But I saw this passage that made me crack up, and I found out that Princess Meghan cannot do half the things she wanted to do, or used to be able to do. Because whether she likes it or not, Markle has some big shoes to fill, recording a current former princess such as Kate Middleton and Princess Diana. Her every move will be compared to others to see how she's doing in her position. Most likely anything said about Markle will be followed up with something about Diana or Middleton. Now this, it just drives me crazy that there are certain rules everybody in this family has to follow, married in or blood related, anything. Also, her United States citizenship will be changed. Now that she said, "I do," Meghan will give up her United States citizenship. It will also be a twist if a member of a royal family was a citizen of another country. Also, although she'll be able to apply for dual citizenships, she will become a full United Kingdom citizen. This, you lose your citizenship for marrying into the royal family. This drives me crazy. So, I'm here with Izzy right now, my magical guest. So, do you have any opinions about the royal family, Izzy?
Well, most of the people from the family are from... Most of the people from the family are from... They're from the United Kingdom. So, this is one of the first people from the United States who has ever been married into the...
Royal family. But her losing her United States citizenship, it doesn't, like, I don't know what's the word for it. It doesn't settle me. Is it really fair to lose your citizenship just because you marry into a royal family? What do you think, Izzy?
No.
No, okay. But if you were unaware, at one point, Meghan Markle teamed up to do a clothing line with Raymond's. However, this partnership has now ended that she's assumed her new role in the royal family. There's a little chance that any more of her clothes will be released and to hold onto anything of hers if you got it. Whoa, so basically everything she's ever lined in on had stopped. She also cannot voice her political opinions. This drives me crazy. In a world of men... I don't know what to say. Like, to not have a word in anything would drive me crazy. Like, since I was little, I've always wanted to have, I mean, to be in the royal family, to be a princess or a queen. But now that I'm learning some of the stuff, we actually find out when you dig a little more dirt.
They can't even have social media.
They are not allowed to have social media. Meghan actually volunteered to delete her Instagram, Snapchat, and her blog. But in the past, Meghan has been vocal about things such as social issues and other activism. Now, she will have to be much less outspoken about her beliefs because royals aren't allowed to express their political beliefs in public. Not only is it inappropriate, but it can be contradictory to Britain's ideals.
Oh. Good thing she's from Britain and not me.
No, she also has no more personal space. I would die. I always have to have personal space, especially in the studio. Because just being so close up to someone and their sounds of either like the bags unzipping or them breathing drives me crazy. Much like her future lack mobility, she'll also be used to having personal bodyguards following her every move. Although she may already be experiencing a decrease in personal space since the engagement, it will likely only get worse. Ugh, I would hate this because Me, personally, I love my... I just like to be alone.
Me, personally, I'm introverted, and I would much rather sleep than be around people.
Also, with a new husband, that means a new title. For the most part, Megan will have to say goodbye to her Christian name along to with all her other nicknames she's acquired over the years. There will be no more casual introductions, and she will go by Her Royal Highness, HRH, the Duchess of Sussex. Actually, the Duchess of Sussex doesn't sound that bad to her Christian name, Meghan Markle. She also has to say goodbye to her house in Toronto. After scoring her role in the show Suits in 2011, she made her house in Toronto, Canada, her new home. It's luxurious and comfortable, and a home with anyone would be happy to have. But it's no longer her home, as she moves into a royal cottage with Prince Harry. Oh, wouldn't you hate that, Izzy, losing your home just because you moved into a royal family?
Here's the thing, is I'd keep the home, or I'd give it to somebody I knew. I'd be like, yo, you want this house? Here, you just gotta pay me every month, thank you.
I don't think that's how it works, but...
I don't care.
Okay. She also is leaving one of her dogs... She has to leave one of her dogs behind. I would hate that. I love dogs. I'm way more of a dog person than cat. And just to lose my dog because a relationship? No, I'd leave in an instant. Meghan Markle loves Bogart, her dog, her previous roommate at her Canadian home. While most may think that Bogart is getting an upgrade into Northingham Cottage, they'll be sadly mistaken. Bogart is now too old to make the trip, and she has to regretfully leave him behind. She did, however, bring her dog to the dog named Guy with her. He's being spoiled with rides with the Queen. That's a little nice.
Still rude.
Yes, I would hate to leave my dog behind. Age doesn't matter for dog-wise. And no more selfies with fans. Back when she was an actress, Meghan would take selfies with as many fans as she pleased. However, after the engagement, this was forbidden. She was let the public know not to be seen rude when she denies them. She said that the crown doesn't let me. Surely, this was a hard pill to swallow for many of her fans. Oh,
just been like,
if I was her,
I would have sneaked out in the middle of the night taking pictures with all my fans.
Okay. Okay. She also cannot cross her legs.
The heck?
This you may not seem like a big trade-off to become royalty, but you cross your legs no more than you think while sitting. When you're royal, there's a certain way for women to sit, legs and knees together, although she may cross her ankles. We'll see how long it takes her to get this down.
She probably won't follow it. I won't follow it.
I sit with my ankles crossed, not my legs, so personally I wouldn't hate this rule. Also, no more colored nail polish. I've actually known this one. You cannot paint your nails. Although, but from a style of standpoint, it may not be preferred. It may make Markle's life easier knowing she'll never have to think about nail polish color again. Much like clothing, there are strict rules for royals' nails as well. She is limited to baby pinks and nudes. This isn't a big deal, but I love outstanding colors. Honestly, this color I had on a week ago, it was metallic gray, and oof, if I was part of that royal family, they'd kick me out in an instant. Do you guys know how much I love tea? I bet you'd love tea, too, if you're listening. But Meghan Markle can have no more casual cups of tea. Tea is already a big part of living in the United Kingdom. Yet, when you're a royal, it's even bigger deal. Before having tea with the Queen, Markle was coached on the new way she was supposed to hold her tea from now. She's better get used to it, too. Because that's how she'll be handling a teacup for the rest of her life. Can you believe they have a specific way of holding their teacups?
Unless you turn... Okay, this is real, but unless you turn into Princess Diana, then you don't have to. Well, the only thing I'm saying that is for, because if any... We just don't want anything to happen, because Princess Harry's mother was Princess Diana.
Yes, I believe the whole world knows that.
No, not all of them.
She also has a new bedtime. Me. I would hate this. I stay up till 12 or 3 a.m. just watching movies. Even though, although it's not a law, the Windsors have established a precedent that Queen Elizabeth II determines the bedtime not just for herself, but for everyone. It doesn't seem right to go to bed before Her Majesty. Princess Diana was known to break this unspoken rule, which was considered in bad taste. I would break that rule every night. It takes me a couple hours to sleep, actually. Except last night, because I know I was hitting the hay because I had a party to go to. But no more autographs. Much like taking selfies, Meghan Markle is no longer allowed to sign autographs. However, it is a logical reason. The fear is someone will get an autograph that can be used for forgeries and security breaches. I am on the same with this. Better safe than sorry. I never gave autographs all my podcasting years. I used to have another podcast. It wasn't that popular, but here and there, a fan would come and ask for an autograph. But now, I don't give them anymore now that time is more proceeding, and people are getting more ways to steal your autograph and buy things with forgery. And hope she doesn't love shellfish, because another thing that Meghan has given up is eating shellfish or any kind of messy food in general, as such as royals must look the best at all times. They must also look their best eating. In addition, there's a higher chance of food poisoning with shellfish, which is to be avoided and prevent illness while traveling. Me, I hate messy foods, especially because I am a messy eater. And if I was to go into this family, I think I would probably fail that messy eating rule. But speaking of eating, when the new Duchess of Sussex dines with Elizabeth II, she and everyone else present are required to take a cue from the Queen. When the Queen says the meal is over, it's over for everyone. Folks down the world have said that the Queen is very gracious about this rule, and will take her time to make sure everyone else is finished with their meal before she ends things. Now that's pretty nice of Queen Elizabeth to do that, wait for everyone to finish their meal. But what's such a rule that after she eats, no more, everyone's done? I would hate that. I have snacks through the day to keep me going on track. And she had to carry a bouquet of myrtle. Myrtle is a pretty beautiful plant. Because even if Meghan's favorite flowers were red roses, she had to include myrtle in her bouquet. Per tradition, every royal wedding bouquet should contain some myrtle. These flowers come from a bush planted by Queen Victoria in 1845. Harry also handpicked a special edition for the bouquet. That's kind of romantic, don't you think, Izzy?
Yeah.
But some forget-me-nots. This was a tribute to his late mother, Princess Diana, who loved the flowers. That's a little sweet, just to get a little bit of your mother in there, don't you think?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I might have to sleep, kinda.
Well, go on. I would be too if I stayed up as late as you did sometimes. But also, PDA is frowned upon in the Royal Kingdom. We better hope that Meghan and Harry are able to contain their oblivious love for each other all the while they're in public. Hey, I mean, at least we have these commemorative mugs from the Royal Wedding to remind us how dreamy the couple is together.
Creepy.
Okay, there's also no more games for Meghan, sorry about that. It's a good thing that Meghan's new roles as Duchess of Sussex will keep her busy since she's not allowed to play Monopoly anymore. This is because of the Duke. York finds his game disgraceful and vicious. even a version as British as British as Beatles Monopoly. In fact, the only game that Megan is likely to involved with these days are the Invictus Games. One of Prince Harry's charities, the Invictus Game provides a forum for ill or injured armed service personnel to compete in Olympic competition. That's a little cute. Well, guys, that's the end of this podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Bye.